The American Embassy in Kyiv could reopen this month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the U.S. is planning adding if conditions permit as Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to the Capitol over the weekend leading a congressional delegation to Kyiv.
We're there for the fight, and you cannot fold to a bully.
Today, Pelosi's in Poland, thanking them for housing millions of Ukrainian refugees. More than 100 women and children are being bussed away from bombed-out Mariupol after getting out of a hideout in a steel plant where hundreds of other civilians and Ukrainian soldiers remain trapped. Gas prices, which surged after Russia invaded, are going back up. Regulars gained 7 cents the past week, and diesel's at a record high today.
The average price for a gallon of diesel, $5.32 per gallon, according to AAA, and nearly twice as much as it was this time last year, with skyrocketing diesel prices putting a strain on the already strained trucking and farming industries.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the head of Homeland Security, is defending a new disinformation governance board.
Our work does not infringe on free speech.
Okay, so
does not infringe on civil rights.
Alejandro Mayorkas telling Fox News Sunday.
There's no question, Brett, that we could have done a better job in communicating what it does. We address disinformation that presents a security threat to the homeland.
Marcus went on to double down on claims that the board will not monitor U.S. citizens, but critics on both sides of the aisle are slamming the board, arguing it's Biden administration's attempt to stifle free speech ahead of this year's midterm elections.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, honor and heartbreak at the Country Music Hall of Fame last night in Nashville. The Judds were inducted 2 days after singer Naomi Judd's unexpected death.
My mama loved you so much, and she appreciated your love for her. And I'm sorry that she couldn't hang on until today.
That's her daughter, Ashley. Ray Charles was also inducted. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump was back out campaigning yesterday, this time in Nebraska, to back a Republican for governor in next week's primary, Charles Herbster, who's accused of sexual assault by several women but denies it.
He's been badly maligned, and it's a shame. That's why I came out here. It would have been easier for him to say, I'm not going to come. I come out, I defend people when I know they're good. He's a good man.
He also criticized who he called rhinos, a slang term for Republican in name only, including Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Ohio's primary is tomorrow. Trump-backed J.D. Vance leads a Republican Senate primary race there, while Congressman Tim Ryan is expected to win the Democratic primary. In West Virginia, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is backing a Republican.
He's endorsing Congressman David McKinley and in so doing again hammered President Biden's massive Build Back Better spending bill. In a commercial he recorded for McKinley, Manchin remarked, I've always said if I can't go home and explain it, I can't vote for it. Manchin goes on to defend McKinley against accusations by fellow GOP Congressman Alex Mooney that McKinley supported Build Back Better. McKinley did vote for the smaller $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The two are running against each other because of redistricting. Former President Donald Trump is backing Mooney. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
There's a change coming at children's doctors' offices.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says it's purging outdated guidance to get rid of the health disparities that come from race-based medicine. The examination of treatment recommendations began before George Floyd's death in 2020 and intensified after it. And Dr. Joseph Wright, lead author of the new policy, says the review has doctors concerned that black children have been undertreated and overlooked. Some examples of flawed guidance are those linking race to risks for conditions like urinary infections and newborn jaundice. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of May trading after April's big losses. The Nasdaq plunged 13%, its worst month since 2008. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.